Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg is sunny, 25. Polokwane and Rustenburg, 29. Emalahleni, 27 degrees.
We've got protest action in Eland's Park. Rand Airport Road closed between Fun and Heerfer Road and the N3 on-ramp. Also, Braamfontein. The double-decker fire means Smith Street eastbound is now closed at the M1.
We start with crime-related matters. And since the inception of Operation Shanella, more than 600,000 suspects have been arrested countrywide. This week marks exactly 1 year since the initiative, which is aimed at clamping down on crime in high-density areas, was launched. Over 71,000 crime blitz operations were also conducted over this period. Here's the police's Mashadi Selepi.
In terms of the arrests, you will see we had a total of 616,423 arrests. Just to give you a few breakdown of those, we've had arrests under your contravention of your firearms, which is 3,418.
City Power says repairs to the M1 bridge continues following an underground fire. The blaze broke out last Wednesday. The fire, which was reportedly caused by cable theft and vandalism, resulted in power cuts in several areas in Johannesburg, including Parktown and Newtown. Your spokesperson, Isaac Mangena.
Johannesburg Emergency Services has also embarked on a process of clearing the residual smoke and other gas toxins underneath the tunnels and providing clean air ventilation to allow our teams to basically commence with their work.
Electricity Minister Jose Ntsona Magopa has once again reiterated that the continuous supply of electricity countrywide is not linked to the upcoming elections. Addressing the media on the Energy Action Plan progress, from Magopa credits Eskom's efforts, highlighting significant improvements in unplanned outages. There have been no power cuts in South Africa for over 40 days now.
When we ramped up plant maintenance in December and January, little did we know that there will be a big date with the ballots by all freedom-loving South Africans on the 29th of May. Well, this is not staged. This is not managed. This is an orchestrated effort, an engineering feat by the team at Eskom.
Now, with the elections looming, get ready for the battle at the ballot for the battleground provinces. The ANC, the DA and the EFF are in a last bid to secure votes in Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, the Western Cape. In the Western Cape, the DA has been ruling, but for how long still?
This is going to be a hotly contested elections for the first time in a long time, and I think the DA is worried about it, specifically the Patriotic Alliance, because a number of people don't know, and Gayton McKenzie actually acknowledged this on social media himself, that he was offered 200 million rand not to contest in the Western Cape, which he declined.
Our special limited podcast, Elections 2024, The Power of Your X, is available at checkaroundfm.com. And we end off with news abroad. French President Emmanuel Macron is meeting Xi Jinping for talks in Paris. The Chinese leader kicked off a state visit to France today. Some of the issues to be discussed include fair rules for the Europe-China trade. I'm Chanel September, net weer die hoofnuus. Die eerste hierdie bekendstelling van Operasie Shanella is meer as 600,000 verdagtes landwyd in hegtenis geneem.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in, and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, out of my mind, how many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones.